Hi, I'm Anya, and I'm the founder of Support for Crohn's, and today I have with me Wenxi Shen, a PhD candidate in chemical biology from the University of California, San Francisco. Hi, Wenxi, how are you doing?
Oh, hi, Anya, I'm doing great.
Thanks for joining me today, and we'll be talking about, you know, immunology and just overall about biochemistry. So can you share a bit about your educational background and what inspired you to pursue a degree in biochemistry?
Sure. Okay. So I grew up in Beijing, China, and I came to the U.S. To pursue my bachelor degree at University of Wisconsin Madison. And now I'm a PhD candidate at UCSF. So I think the reason I decided to pursue biochemistry because I really like science. I actually started doing research when I was a high school student back in China, where I learned some of the fascinating things about turtle. So turtles, their gender was decided during like the incubation period. Like they do not have like assigned gender in like the egg stage, but as they develop over the days, and then due to the temperature the eggs were at, they change to a specific genders, which I think is like fascinating. That's like my first exposure to biochemistry because as a high schooler, I was actually investigating a key enzyme that like determined the sex differentiation in turtles. So that's my very early introduction to biochemistry and science. So that's why I decided to pursue a degree as a bachelor of science when I was an undergrad at Madison, Wisconsin. I also did research there. I work with Professor Helen Blackwell, and I'm trying to understand how bacteria communicate with each other using chemicals. There is a term called quorum sensing, where allows bacteria to sense whether they have friends around themselves, and then sometimes they'll be able to do some group behavior, like generate bioluminescence, or sometimes they'll be really bad when they are surrounded with friends, like they will secrete toxin or other things that make people sick. So my project back then was trying to develop a peptide-based inhibitor to inhibit the quorum sensing pathway in the bacteria, so we won't be able to kill them directly, but we will prevent them to secreting those the toxic chemicals, which I think is very fun. That also led me to keep pursuing my degree in science as a PhD student, and here at UCSF, I'm trying to make small molecules that can bring more peptides to the cell surface, so the immune cell can recognize the cell like as a cancer cell at the early stage. Yeah, that's my education background.
That's really interesting, Wenxi. Thank you. And what can you just describe in broad terms what chemical biology is?
Yes. So my understanding of chemical biology is trying to use chemistry as a way to understand the biological process, and then using chemistry to make tools, all the molecules or drugs to perturb the biological system. So that's more of the broad definition.
That's really interesting. Thank you. And what led you to become interested in the field of immunology then?
Yes. So I actually didn't take immunology class when I was an undergrad. However, when I started grad school, I did like several rotations, so where you do different projects. And in my current lab, the Shoukai lab, there is a project where has a chance for me to develop some chemical tools and then to kind of like manipulate the immune system. And then that as a rotation student, I got the chance to learn immunology the first time back then, and it's like very complicated, but somehow all connected. And then I feel like it's just like a giant system that's like with like very many small pieces. Somehow it's like the complexity, and then how it's like finely regulated just like makes me really interested about this field.